something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
As a soul winner, you become a place of action for the Holy Ghost. A center of operation for the Holy Ghost. And that's the reason He leads you. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. And He says, none of your steps shall slide. Because you're with Him as a partner. Not one who is confessing partnership. One who is doing it. Who is acting it. You are needed. How many of you know you're needed? Do you realize you're needed in this day and this hour? Do you realize you're needed? You believe God needs you? Come on, talk to me. You believe God needs you? Listen, He needs you. If you know the kind of God He is, you know He needs you. He needs you. He wants you. He needs you. He wants you. He's that loving and kind. He needs you. He wants you. Nobody can do it the way you can do it. There are people that only you can win in this world. Nobody else will ever be able to win them but you. And if they are lost, you answer to God for them. Because you see, no one is like you. Nobody can laugh the way you do with your voice. No one can use those words the way you can. And so, God's message and certain people who can only hear that message from you, they cannot respond if somebody else told them. And Jesus has planned that you are the one to win them. Let me show you this. Turn to Colossians. That's the Colossians, Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 10. I want you to read that together. Hallelujah. Looking to it from the Amplified Version. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, that is planned beforehand for us, taking parts which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Your life was prearranged. See, I don't meet anybody by chance. If I ever meet you, God planned it. Hallelujah. He says, taking parts which He prearranged for us. Hallelujah. So your life is not an accident. So there are people that God has placed and your path. And you're the only one that can lead them into salvation. If you don't lead them, you have to give an account to God for them. Because nobody else could have warned them. And then they'll go to hell. All because of you. And then he says, Son of man, I've made you a watchman. If I say to the wicked, oh wicked, you shall surely die. He said, if you don't speak to the wicked, to warn the wicked from the error of his way, he said, the wicked shall surely die in his sin, but his blood I will require at your hand. Hallelujah. So, what's our plan? Winning people. Who are we? God's partners. We are authorized. We are commissioned. We are on a mission. We know that we are saints. Hallelujah. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that the Father will answer every prayer that you make. That's what he said. Whatever you shall ask the Father in my name would be granted you. So I'm authorized from heaven. I'm heaven sent. I'm a God sent man. Hallelujah. You're a God sent man. You're a God sent woman. You're not in this world by chance. No, you received salvation. It was given to you. Now you are a custodian of divine verities. And what are you going to do? You're going to have to administer these truths. Share them. You're a custodian of eternal life. Eternal truths. Now you have to give them. Serve them. The new covenant. Bring them in. Bring them in. That their sins might be remitted. See, there's so many who need the forgiveness of their sins. But they can't have their sins forgiven until we tell them about Jesus. You, when you do something wrong, you have Jesus. In your privacy, you can talk to him. And all your sins are washed out of your heart. And you are made pure by the blood of the Lamb. And you stand before God clean and clear. What about the other man who doesn't know he could have his sins forgiven? He'll die in his sins. But you have yours washed away by the same blood that's supposed to be available to him. You say, he will not believe. Tell him first. Everyone has the right to hear the gospel at least once in his life. Amen? Everyone should hear it. That's our harvest field. It's our harvest field. What do you think when you look at the masses of people? What do you think? When you hear that Lagos has about 10 million people, what do you think? That's what we've got to do so much. So many that don't know Jesus. They are too many. The corruption in our society. That's our challenge. It's called a challenge of the harvest. When you look at the harvest field, white, ready, what do you do? You cry about the harvest. They're too wicked. Oh, God. No! When the farmer has a great harvest, he's excited. Boy! Look at the harvest field. They are our opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the secondary schools. So many of these young people, they don't know Jesus. So much we can do. Oh, you should see me preach to children. Nobody's too small to be preached to. I can preach to anybody. I can preach to little kids and old people. Why? because the Holy Ghost is in me. And what I do is let him talk. Let him use my tongue. Let him speak. Let him express love, the love of God. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He's come looking for them. But he's doing it through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And you know, as you win people, you make them soul winners. And that's what I'm doing to you now. See, you make them soul winners. You win one person, you make him a soul winner. You win another one, you make him a soul winner. And you give him your message. Years ago, that's what I used to do. I would write my sermon notes that I preached. And I would give it to these young converts or new converts. I'll give them the message. And they will write down these things and begin to preach them. I did that as a student a long time ago.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.